Got a lightive?
No. You know I don't smoke.
You should try it, mate. Good for the nerves.
More tea?
No, sir. You know, there's one thing I can't stand apart from work, and it's no work.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Uncanny, it's been like this for days now. You know, there must be an antithesis to that saying. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah. All play and no work is a pain in the...
Yes.
Do you know, at this moment, I wouldn't mind playing witness to a chinless wonder.
Spencer Dickens?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Devenish. No, sir, he's not at the moment.
You have?
I'm sure he'll be very glad about that, sir.
What is it? Joel,
be quiet. No, sir, not you. Yes?
Who?
Is he, by Jove? Yes, sir, yes, of course. Yes, sir.
What?
No, sir, not at all. Yes, right, Mr. Devenish, I'll tell him. Thank you, sir. Goodbye, sir.
About time, too. I was beginning to feel a bit like a spit. What's the matter with you?
You'll never believe it. That was your next assignment.
What?
You're going to play wet nurse to a chinless wonder.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
You've got to be veritably joking.
No, I swear it. Friend of Devenish's, Sir Lancelot du Gannon. Very worried about his son and heir, the Honourable Freddy. You've got to keep an eye on him while Sir Lancelot and Lady Ethel are away. Some world conference on steel production.
Well, why didn't you tell Devenish that I'd gone to the Outer Hebrides?
He'd never have believed me. Anyway, you were just saying that you wouldn't mind a job like that, and here it is on a plate.
Talk about no sooner said than done.
Oh, come on, Adam, it could be quite fun. Sir Lancelot du Gannon is a very rich man. It therefore follows that his son must be similarly well endowed. Fast cars?
Yuck.
Private plane? Powerboat?
Yeah.
Beautiful women?
What's his name?
Silliness, Elsie. Just plain silliness. Just you have faith in your old chum, Fred. I won't let you down. Can I say that one good one? Won't let you down.
Please, Freddy, can't we go down now? I mean, we have been up rather a long time. What about the pencil?
Oh, come on, Archie. Don't bump now, my boy. You're just getting used to it. You held on.
Risks. I'd never have forgiven you if anything had happened to Archie. Dear Archie, are you all right?
Oh, Lady Ethel, I'm too sure. One thing I am sure about, though.
What's that, dear boy?
Your son's sanity, rather lack of it.
Yeah, I say, dear, that's a bit hard. I won't take you up again if you're not very careful.
For that Frederick Duchanan, I praise the gods.
Ethel, Frederick, do come along. We haven't much time. The plane leaves in 2 hours, and believe me, it's going to take that time to get your mother's cases through customs. Archie, your father's just phoned. Will you phone him in the members' lounge of the House of Lords? Sounded important.
Oh, righto, sir. I might as well go and see him. See you tonight, Freddy. Mm-hmm. Wait, release for drink.
Yes, okay.
Oh, come along then. Come along.
Yes, father. The plane.
And there's somebody up at the house that I want you to meet.
When I'd driven up the 4 mile drive of Lord and Lady Duganan's country seat, I had the distinct feeling that this could turn out to be a very pleasant way of passing a time. This semi-detached palace was what the Tatler would describe as a very well-appointed residence. Ivy-covered roof, ivy-covered walls, an ivy-covered butler waiting at the foot of ivy-covered steps.
If you just let me take your luggage, sir, I'll show you to the study. There is a bottle of Mount Fajun, 12-year malt at your disposal. Lord Duganan will not be long. He's gone to fetch Master Freddy.
I like it.
Adam, so good of you to come. It's
a pleasure, I'm sure. Lancelot.
Freddy, allow me to introduce Adam Kane. He's M.D. of Cosgrove Small Arms.
Really?
Yes, one of my subsidiaries. Expressed interest in the polo ponies. So as he was due for leave, I invited him down here to sort of, well, wander round while your mother and I are away. What?
Yes, well, as long as Mr. Kane doesn't get in my hair, he can do as he pleases.
Oh, here we go. I believe you race a Messiter downdraft powerboat. I used to put her about in a Craft X V8 myself. Surrey Open champion at one time.
Really?
Yeah. Mind you, I found that getting a bit tame, so I had a bash at 3-4. Bit more of a kick in it.
I say, did you really? And I'm rather fascinated with jumping myself. Dying to try it, actually.
Oh, no trouble. I'll introduce you to the secretary of the club. We call ourselves the Maniacs.
Yeah, I say, that'd be absolutely first rate if you would.
Consider it done, old son.
Look, Mr. Kane.
Adam, please.
Adam, I have a date tonight in town, but I'll be free tomorrow, if you'll be so good.
Oh, well, Lancelot, dear, I think I'm ready. Well, I'm almost sure that I'm ready. Yes, I'm positive. Yes, it was all the luggage in the car.
I'm coming, my dear. Well, Adam, I hope that you have a pleasant stay here and that you'll keep an eye on things.
Yeah, I must be off too, Adam. See you tomorrow.
This, I thought to myself, was more like it. This is what I've been leading up to all my life. To be a top agent, you've got to work hard. But there are times that you don't have to work so hard at working hard, if you know what I mean. Lovely. Lovely view. Sun just touching the tops of the trees. Reflection on the lake. Think I'll just have a little look around. Blimey. Looks like the British Museum Library. Louis, without a doubt. But which one? Hmm. What's this, then? Blimey. A workshop. Phew. Never seen so much gear. Looks like it's metalworking gear, too. Well, that figures. Well, I'll be... What the devil's that on a bench there? Well, I never thought I'd ever see one of these things. Flying saucer. I wonder how it works. Oh, I see. You just...
Well, my dear, knowing the mind of friend Kane, I think that he's foundered. What?
Yes. I think that you may be right. Let's hope that we make contact in time.
Who'd have thought you'd be listening to Springbok Radio in 2009? But great things do survive, like Arthur Bales, a true legend in the haberdashery business, still around with good advice on sewing and knitting, still selling yarns, materials, cottons and patterns, and still with the same enthusiasm and expertise they had when they opened over 100 years ago. Yes, in 2009, the Arthur Bales tradition lives on, helping with all your sewing and knitting requirements. Call 011-888-2401 or visit their website on www.arthurbales.co.za. Arthur Bales, a legend in the business, and just like Springbok Radio, will always be around.
Some things in life are obvious and easy. If you have a business providing a good service or selling a product, you need to let people know. But how do you do that? Easy. Just tell them here on SpringbokRadio.com. Internet radio is about talking to people in their own homes. Your message becomes part of the sound they've chosen to listen to. To find out more about advertising on SpringbokRadio.com, contact Dave DePria on Johannesburg 011-678-5176 or for outside South Africa 27-611-678-5176 or email Dave at SpringbokRadio.com.
Spencer Dickens?
Viv, I don't like it here. I want to come home.
Why, Adam, whatever is the matter? Are you all right?
Of course I'm not all right. I was just having a look round and somebody belted me.
Good heavens, why?
I don't know. That's where you can help me. Get on to Devonish. I want to know just what Lord Bleaton Dugana's game is. Was he working on anything special, research-wise? Does he have a little mystery tucked away somewhere? And most important, what do we know about son Freddy?
Adam, I can't do a thing like that. Lord Dugannon is a friend of Devonish. He requested your services.
I don't care if he had the royal family round to tea last week. I want to know just what he's up to and why he picked Muggins here for a whipping boy.
Hello?
Will?
Well, I can tell you that Devonish was not at all impressed by
me. Never mind him. What did you find out?
Adam, I might as well tell you that I think you're making a big mistake.
Viv.
All right. I've been on to records and I have the file here. There is absolutely nothing on Lord or Lady Dugannon. They're clean. And if I might say, I think it very bad form that you should even begin to consider anything untoward of one of the most respected families in the country.
All I know is, mate, I've got a splitting headache from one of the oldest families in the country. And what about the Hon Fred?
Well, nothing serious.
What?
Just a teenage whim. He was a member of the British Communist Party at Oxford.
Yeah. Yes?
Good. Oh, I'm so glad that you arrived safely. I do hope that it's a success, not only for your sake, sir, but for the sake of the country.
Hmm? The House of Lords.
Yes, I will. Yes. Goodbye, sir. Well, that's one problem out of the way. Hello?
It's me, Jessup.
Yes?
You've got to get here right away.
Why? I've only just left. You know what you have to do?
Yes, yes, but there's been a complication.
What?
The house guest was snooping around the workshop. I knocked him unconscious.
Blast! You idiot! What did you do that for?
Well, I panicked. He was messing around with the 7-2-M.
Where is he now?
He's in his room.
Right. Keep an eye on him. I'll be down as soon as I can. Blast! Blast! Blast!
She told me to arrive safely. Now, I haven't got to get anything here.
Yes?
Oh. Taxi! Embassy, the roots, I think that's how you say it. Oui, monsieur. I understand. The embassy of the Russians.
I'd realised it was no good rushing about like a blue-tailed tit. All I had to do was hang about and see what the morning brought.
Hey, good morning, Adam. Trust you slept well.
I can't complain, old son. Yeah, by the looks of things, you didn't sleep.
I see. You're in a dinner jacket, you. Yes, it was quite a long night, you know. I've brought a chum to meet you, Archibald Hume Phillips.
Pleased to meet you, Adam.
Are you by any chance...
To the other one? No, unfortunately not.
Ah, well, you can't win them all.
Will you take breakfast here or in the dining room, sir?
The dining room, I think, Jessup. As soon as you're ready, Adam.
Yeah, I'll be right with you.
Yeah, Adam's a member of a skydiving club. Here to initiate me, if it's a delight, isn't it?
Well, whatever you're at, mate, you're playing it dead cool.
Don't you think, Adam?
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah,
what do you think, Archie?
I'll have to tell you later.
Adam, would you like to take over the wheel for a while? I'm getting bored.
Yeah, no, thank you. May I suggest that we get back to land soon? I arranged to see the club secretary at 11:30. Doesn't leave much time.
Like a mad thing all the time. We'll get a ticket. I know we will.
Yes, stop moaning, Archie. Why can't you ever enjoy life?
That's just it. I do, and I want to go on enjoying life.
Professor Nedka, my wife, Lydia.
Bonjour, madam.
Thank you.
You English always have the luck. Wealth, land, and the beautiful wallets.
Well, maybe we can talk about that, Professor. We'll have dinner at our hotel tomorrow night. I can show you that the English possess other attributes, those of inventiveness and cunning. I make myself clear.
Ah, indeed you do, Salam Salam. What you do.
See down there, Adam? The wheels and, there. Over to the east. Our house.
Yeah, I can see it. Well, then. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Right then. Me first, then you. Okay? Right.
Here.
Geronimo!
Johnny here!
Floating gently down to earth brought back a lot of memories. It was the first time I jumped in about 6 years. I was just a few feet underneath the on-thread. Honestly, it was nowhere in sight. Probably still in the plane. Then I heard it.
Freddy! Spill your chute, man! Quickly! There's somebody down here taking pot shots. And I think we're the pots.
What do you mean, spill?
Pull down your left-hand harness cords and drift to the right. Quick, man! Don't hang about!
That's all right.
Blimey, he's getting nearer to us, and we're getting near to him. You know, I see him. I wonder if I stand a chance, but I'm 38. Just take control now.
Got the bleeder, he's running!
Nothing broken. Now then. Ready? Ready? Are you okay? Blimey.
Here we are. Come on, son. Here we are, on the sofa.
What happened?
Some right there, but let go of us. Then you came down awkward-like and caught one in a bread basket.
Yes, but why? What was he shooting us for?
That I would dearly like to know.
I saw you return, sir, so I took the liberty of bringing you some refreshment.
Thank you, Jessup. I could do with it.
Master Archie phoned from the airfield, sir. He'll be with you as soon as he can. Will that be all, sir?
Yes, thank you, Jessup.
Freddy, I'm going to level with you. I work for DI-6, and I was told to keep an eye on you. Last night, while I was having a look around a workshop, I got belted. And today we were shot at. And now I'm starting to get nasty suspicions that it wasn't you that needed watching. It was me. Now, what's all that gear in the workshop? Is it research? Secret or something?
You got into the workshop?
Yeah.
That's always kept bolted and barred. My father's been working on a project for the Ministry of Defense. The 72M.
The 72M?
Yes.
Is that the funny-looking flying saucer thing?
Yes, that's it. When put into practice, militarily, it's capable of fantastic speed and maneuverability. It's terribly secret. In fact, the country that possessed it...
Don't tell me. To rule the world.
Professor Genet, another drink before we tie up all the loose ends.
Dear lady, thank you. The thing that troubles me is, what are we going to do with your recumbent husband?
He looks so peaceful stretched out on that sofa. I think it would be a pity to disturb him, not so. Just savor our last drop of cognac and board the plane.
Good, good. You are a woman of the great acumen. Oh, for the return of the aristocracy to Mother Russia. We could dominate the entire planet. Well, it is but wishful thinking. Nostarovia.
Cheers. Now, I really do think that it is time to leave. You know what the Paris transport is like? Never has been reliable. You have your passport?
No.
Then let us away.
Why the heck didn't you tell me that he was working on this project?
I swear, Adam, that I knew nothing about it. I'll have to have a very, very strong word with the defense lot. A thing like this is top priority for all security departments.
Well, you just got onto the Sûreté and get Lord Lance at the nick as soon as you can. He wouldn't have left that door open on purpose.
Hello? Hello? Good heavens.
All right, Jessup, get him over there.
Somebody mind telling me what on earth's going on?
Not at all, dear boy.
You are going to tell me all you know about 72M. All the details you can remember. Where your father kept his notes, everything. Jessup?
Right.
Thank you.
Now then, Freddy, stop talking.
And why wasn't I told that that Archie twit was with military intelligence? He made me look a right burk.
I'm sorry, Adam, I didn't know.
And as for your Lady Gentry, thank heavens they picked up Lady Ethel and snicker it early. A right example of the right people, if you like.
I'm sorry, Adam, I just had no idea. I'm shattered, completely shattered.
And tell me, how could one of the country's leading industrialists, like Sir Lancelot, could be so stupid as to fall for the Mickey Finn? Well, I'm lost for words, Viv, really I am. In future, Viv, let's confine my activities to nice, clean espionage, assassination, and connivory.
Once again, Adam, I can only say sorry.
One more thing.
What, Adam?
Don't do it again.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.